John?
Yeah, I'd like to ask what would be involved if the city were to annex, or if this was not granted and the alternative was to be annexed by Boulder, what your understanding of that would involve?
The process.
Okay, since it's in Area 2, it doesn't require a comprehensive plan amendment. It would go forward with a petition, a discussion with the city, a petition for annexation. There would be a discussion on terms for annexation between the city and the applicant. I would point out in the last, I think it was in the 2000, major five-year update to the Boulder Valley Comprehensive Plan, the annexation policies were changed fairly completely due to concerns that the then county commissioners had about the complexity and cost of annexation. So policy 1.27C, which was alluded to one of the speakers earlier, says that annexation of existing substantially developed areas will be offered in a manner and on terms and conditions that respect existing lifestyles and densities. The cities will expect the areas to be brought to city standards only when necessary to protect the health and safety of the residents. The city, in developing annexation plans of reasonable cost, may phase new facilities and services. The county, which now has jurisdiction over these areas, will be a supportive partner with the city in annexation efforts to the extent the county supports the terms and conditions being proposed. So, you can drive a truck through that.
Well, that's,
but its intent is saying that the county strongly encourages the city to make annexation opportunities in Area 2 available to people on a reasonable basis, because the whole intention of Area 2 has been that those properties were eligible and ought to be annexed to the city. If the costs involved or the processes involved are such that people just won't go through with it, it leaves kind of a limbo situation in Area 2. And that's not to speak against the city's need for meeting their budgets, their revenues, their economic downturns as well. But as you've heard from the applicant as well as anecdotally from the applicant, the annexation process is fairly expensive. It's fairly time-consuming. And it is somewhat of a yellow light for a lot of people who would have no other reason not to annex to the city, with the exception of the costs and fees and so forth that are involved in doing so. So I don't know if that helps you in your thinking about moving forward with this. It's only to say that the county has indicated that they would like to be involved in the discussion of terms of annexation if, in fact, an Area 2 property is coming in.